Barucho Sarav. Excited to start the daily Parsha Aliyah. I'm just going to be 5 minutes every night after Mincha, unless people feel there's a better time than right after Mincha. And it just really basic shot overview of the Aliyah for that day, and maybe a Vart, that as much as we can fit into the 5 minutes. Today it's Monday, so I'll just backtrack a little bit to cover yesterday's Aliyah, Rishon, and then we'll and Shani. Just say a quick idea. Really try to keep it to 5 minutes. Right, entering new terrain, Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. For a lot of people, it's you know, something that they don't look forward to. You know, you get to the stories of Bereishis, first half of Shemos, and then it gets a lot harder after that. But the more you're able to organize the concepts in Vayikra and understand the roles of different karbanos, the more you're able to really appreciate the code. There's like a secret code that Hashem delivers to us through this part, through these parshios, through the karbanos. Oxen mean something, turtle doves mean something else, and usha means this, achatas means that. And well, if you're able to kind of figure out the code, you can appreciate incredible depth in the karbanos and in avodas Hashem in general. So the first Aliyah gives an introduction, right? Moshe is being summoned by Hashem. Hashem reaches out for the Ol Moed, reaches out to Moshe, and he tells them to tell them about karbanos. And he starts with the karban ola. And the first Aliyah talks about the concept of a karban ola and what it requires. It has to be a male. And you know, the Kliyakar and other Mepharshim discuss what might be the symbolism in that. And the first Aliyah describes the carbon ola brought of cattle and of tzon, of sheep. And that's really the first Aliyah. And the carbon ola is just a quick Svarno. And if you check out Svarno on the beginning of the Parsha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Svarno has very interesting insights into karbanos, what they are. He explains, you know, that especially the ones that are being eaten by, you should pay attention to karbanos, what's being eaten, what's being burnt, whom they're being eaten by. So when you have, like, for example, like a vachatas or an asham, so you have the limbs and fats that are being eaten by the kohanim. So Svarno says the reason for that is that the limbs and fats, when a person brings a karban, it's as if he's bringing himself, and he should view himself as if he's being brought. Ramban says it too, but he should feel that he is being brought there. And when the limbs and fats are being eaten by kohanim, so it's as if his limbs and fats are being eaten by the kohanim. And his limbs and fats are what did the Averos. And when they're eaten by the Kohanim, they become part of the Kohanim. And assuming the Kohanim are tzaddikim, which they're supposed to be and had a very high standard of sanctity to live up to, so now a person's limbs and fats have become part of the Kohen, and now they're being used for Avodas Hashem. It sounds like a very, you know, Hasidish idea, but it's a Svarno, where a person bringing a karban, his limbs and fats that are eaten by a Kohen now becomes part of this, becomes part of the Kohen, and now is being used for Avodas Hashem. So it's like a tikkun for his body parts. And all the karbanos, if you pay attention to who's burning what and which part of the animals and by whom and by the mizbeach and this is by the kohen and this is by the owner, you'll get a sense of the tikkun that we're trying to achieve through the karbanos brought. And then the second Aliyah continues with the discussion of ola, right? But the first Aliyah is of oxen, of sheep, and the next Aliyah is of a carbon ola brought of birds. So there's only two birds you could bring from, a tor or a ben yona, which is a turtle dove or a dove. And then it talks about menachos, right? The carbon mincha, which is a meal offering. And there are like five different types of menachos mentioned here. Of, you know, styles of a karban mincha that's brought, or at least it seems that there are. And the parsha only mentions, the second Aliyah only covers a few of them. It covers one that's brought of just flour. Sometimes it was brought of the raw materials. And sometimes it was brought of dough or baked dough. So it has the fine flour mincha, and then it has the mincha that's mafei tanur, meaning baked bread. And then it talks about, which includes also wafers, some different type of baked. And then we have machavas, ones that were made in a pan, and a marcheshes, And the Lamar Chesh is actually going to be in the next, in tomorrow's Aliyah and Shlishi. And so there are different types of menachos that are brought. And again, if you look at the symbolism of what they are, and Kli Yakar discusses it, many midrashim discuss it, what the meaning of a deep pan is and a shallow pan, there's a lot to gain from that.